Welcome to the Service Management Leadership Podcast with Jeffrey Tiefertiller.
Good Tuesday to you. Hopefully you're getting back in the swing of things after the holidays. Holidays are a great time for us to reflect and just take stock of all we have to be grateful. I've posted about a certain topic over the last few weeks. Wanted to elaborate more. Here it goes. Everyone wants more chatbots. The users want more chatbots. Of course, IT does. We love technology. Plus, we love the ability for the redirection of customer interactions that are automated. We love automation. We support automation. Everyone wants more chatbots. I think so, don't you? But few want to invest in the knowledge management that it takes to do chat right. I want to give you a story. I won't mention which it is, but in my business, I consume the services of a large software publisher. Their chatbot is a circle redirecting me from one unrelated article to another. And they use this chat capability to avoid human interaction. Saves money. But it's frustration. It is frustration on my part to use that. Bad chatbots are much worse than no chatbots at all. Sure, technology can enable these chatbots, but the technology doesn't ensure the success. You have to have something underlying these chats, like knowledge management, to help the user answer their questions. You direct them to a knowledge article or a video that answers their question. If your organization wants to use chatbots for your service desk, that's awesome. But make sure you have great knowledge management, a great knowledge base to support it. And let me take this a couple steps further. Chats are here to stay. And even the chats themselves, the bots, should be considered configuration items in your CMDB. Includes changes, incidents, all that sort of thing. Because if you direct everybody to a chatbot and it's not producing the desired outcomes, no, you shouldn't create an incident. But it should be part of your service management program to figure out, hey, how can we help it? To take that another step further, on the back end, you should be able to know what people are searching for. You should be able to do a regular audit of your knowledge base and articles, especially against what's being searched. And you should be able to make sure that your knowledge articles, your knowledge bases, can support what is being asked by these users. And so today I just wanted to be able to express that this is great that we're moving towards automation and chat, but we have to do it right, or we might as well not do it at all. It is frustrating to be in that cycle of not getting the right answer or any answer because it's looking for keywords in what I type, but it's not mature enough to be able to understand. So it just picks out random words and sends you to some random article. Not to mention that chat, that knowledge base has to be geographically, think about globally, effective. the way I say things or type things in the Midwest of the US. It's totally different than my friends in the UK on how they type things. And so it comes back to having good knowledge that's tagged right and can be leveraged for great outcomes. This is Jeffrey T. Fertiller. Thank you for listening. Welcome to 2022. And let me know how service management leadership can help your organization. Have an awesome day. Bye.